Krishna Book, Canto 17, Bana Asura, Chapter 62, Scene 3, Usha and Aniruddha in Love. Chitralekha was a great mystic yogini, and as soon as Usha identified the picture, although neither of them had ever seen him nor knew his name, Chitralekha could immediately understand that the picture was of Aniruddha, a grandson of Krishna. That very night, Chitralekha traveled in outer space, and within a very short time reached the city of Dwaraka, which was well protected by Krishna. Chitralekha entered the palace and found Aniruddha sleeping in his bedroom on a very opulent bed. By her mystic power, Chitralekha immediately brought Aniruddha in that sleeping condition to the city of Shonitapura so that Usha might see her desired husband. Immediately, Usha bloomed in happiness and began to enjoy the company of Aniruddha with great satisfaction. The palace in which Usha and Chitralekha lived was so well fortified that it was impossible for any male to either enter or even see inside. Usha and Aniruddha lived together in the palace, and day after day the love of Usha for Aniruddha grew four times upon four times. Usha pleased Aniruddha with her valuable dresses, flowers, garlands, scents, and incense. By his bedside sitting place were other paraphernalia for residential purposes, nice drinks such as milk and sherbet, as well as nice eatables which could be chewed or swallowed. But above all, Usha pleased Aniruddha with sweet words and very obliging service. Aniruddha was worshipped by Usha as if he were the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By her excellent service, Usha made Aniruddha forget all other things and was able to draw his attention and love upon her without deviation. In such an atmosphere of love and service, Aniruddha practically forgot himself and could not recall how many days he had been away from his real home. Thus ends Chapter 62, Scene 3, Usha and Aniruddha in Love. All glories to Krishna Book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. The following are notes on this section. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti comments as follows. It is stated here that Chitralekha resorted to mystic power as explained in the Harivamsa and other literatures. She needed to employ her powers because when she arrived at Dwaraka, she found herself unable to enter Lord Krishna's city. At that time, Sri Narada Muni instructed her in the mystic art of entering. Some other authorities also say that Chitralekha is herself an expansion of Yoga Maya. Krishna, 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 hey. Krishna, 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 hey. Krishna, 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 Rakshama. Krishna, 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 Fatima. Rama, Raghava, Rama, Raghava, Rama, Raghava, Rakshamam. Krishna, Keshava, Krishna, Keshava, Krishna, Keshava, Fatimam. Rama, Raghava, Rama, Raghava, Rama, Raghava, Rakshamam. Krishna, Keshava, Krishna, Keshava, Krishna, Keshava, Fatimam. Rama, Raghava, Rama, Raghava, Rama, Raghava, Rakshamam. Krishna, Keshava, Krishna, Keshava, Krishna, Keshava, Pahimam.